We've been talking a lot about the Michael Jordan documentary. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about Michael Jordan is someone who played against him. He played against a lot of people. It's the oldest living NBA player, Hoops Washington. Good morning, Hoops. How are you?
Good morning to you guys. Y'all's about the 16th radio teleplay to contact me about this because of my history with number 23.
Yes,
that's Michael Jordan.
Yes. And now we want to thank you. And you've played against a lot of the greats, the oldest living ball player. You're 107 now, is that right?
I don't know. I quit counting. I'll ask my grandchildren next time they come by.
Okay.
Splits up.
Okay, so you played against Jordan?
I played with Mitchell Jordan, and we overlapped by one or two years now. But I know his first year overlapped with about around my last year with the Bulls before I went on to play with the Supersonics. But
so you had a year with the Bulls as Michael's teammate.
Right, as a teammate, he was kind of what you would call my protege.
Your protege?
He studied me, you understand.
Yeah.
He would stay in the film room and watch 8mm and watch old still shots of me to study my game.
How would that help him?
From still shots.
Still shots.
Because I was Michael Jones before Michael Jordan. You understand?
We've heard that.
I became very wealthy outside of basketball because I had some footwear, Air Washingtons, that sold very well in the 40s.
In the 40s?
In the 40s, I endorsed a line of gum shoes. You know, galoshes. Called Air Washingtons.
Air Washingtons.
Never heard of them.
Right. But Jordan would study me, study my game, my merchandising. You know, when he came in the league, he was very soft-spoken. And I turned him into a competitor. He respected me, but he was also very competitive with me. He'd see me take 3 Geritols at halftime, so he had to take 6. Always trying to one-up me. And he, you know, the league was pretty soft at the time there in that early 90s in that area there.
Really? Because it looks, you know, we're seeing these old highlights and reminded that it was really physical. A lot of fights and fouls that weren't called.
Nothing like it was back in the real violent days. I mean, George Mikan once beat me to within an inch of my life with a bicycle chain right there at half court.
I don't believe that.
During the game.
He sure did that, and he did it during the first quarter of a charity game, too.
Well, it was tough back then.
That's how rough the league was then. But, you know, me and Jordan, of course, when we was on the Bulls together, we were battling to be the alpha male of the group. So my issue, Hoops Washington's issue with Michael Jordan was the alpha male thing.
Yeah.
But things come to a head there at the end of his rookie year. We was in the locker room during the halftimes, and I was already sitting on a triple-double at halftime. Jordan was about 2 of 30 from the field, so he was in real poor spirits, and he'd come over to me, and he'd dump a mug of hot chocolate right on my head.
Terrible.
And fortunately for me, I was wearing my fedora.
At halftime?
In the locker room. But it ruined my fedora until I could get it clean, and that set me off on the anger. Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, So I took off my shirt, and I challenged him to some bare-knuckle boxing right there in front of everyone.
Whoa.
That's old school.
But he charged at me, and he run me through a plate glass window right there in the locker room.
Weird locker room.
And we scrapped and rolled around and broken glass and whatnot until finally Michael Jordan Sr. separated us.
Oh, man.
Good man, that Michael Jordan Sr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sad to see him go, and I think that had a lot to do with why Jordan left. A lot of people say it was gambling, but it really, I think it had a lot to do with his papa passing.
Yeah. Especially the way it happened, too. It's terrible.
Yeah, the way it, that's exactly right, young man.
Uh-oh. You okay?
Hoops.
Hoops.
Yeah, I'm battling this coronas.
Well, we should probably let you go in that case.
Yeah. No, I can keep talking. That's fine.
No,
we got to go because we got Mike Ryder coming up.
I'm charging my ventilator right now. I got some time to go.
All right. All right. Well, hang in there, Hoops.
I do appreciate it. I hope y'all watch all the Last Dance because I get a few royalties out of that.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Have you seen me much in it?
No, I hadn't seen you once. Yeah, I hadn't seen you once. But it's good to talk to you, Hoops.
Son of a bitch, Jordan cut me out of that documentary. I'm going to have his ass.
All right, we'll see ya. There goes Hoops Washington, basketball legend.